Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Get ready to rock. Thursday, May 24th at 9, 8 Central on VH1. It's the second annual VH1 Rock Honors. Live on one stage featuring legendary artists Genesis, Heart, Ozzy Osbourne, and ZZ Top. With tribute performances by Alice in Chains, Keane, Nickelback, Queens of the Stone Age, and Gretchen Wilson. Hosted by Bam Margera. VH1 Rock Honors premieres Thursday, May 24th at 9, 8 Central. Only on VH1. They will rock you. Rock over London, Zurich, Auckland, Dublin, Dallas, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, Sydney, Indianapolis, Tokyo, Seattle, Paris, Budapest, Berlin, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, two men who are committed to rocking you wherever you might be, John Astronomy and Mark Striegel. Welcome to the Talking Metal Podcast, broadcasting around the world from TalkingMetal.com and Striegel'sMusicNews.com.
Hey, it's John Astronomy. I am hanging out here at Mandalay Bay with Mark, and we are at VH1's Rock Honors getting ready for the show. We just had an amazing experience.
That's right. We met up with Ozzy Osbourne, who is performing tomorrow night here in Las Vegas, Nevada for Rock Honors, and that's going to be airing on May 24th. On VH1, so be sure to tune into that. It's going to be an amazing experience. John and I are psyched for the concert tomorrow. All sorts of great bands are playing. Queens of the Stone Age, Alice in Chains, Heart, ZZ Top. Who else?
Genesis, Gretchen Wilson, and Keane. It's amazing. The honorees are Genesis, ZZ Top, Ozzy, and Heart.
And we are truly honored that Ozzy took the time out to sit down with us for about 15 minutes just a few hours ago to do this interview that you're about to hear on TalkingMetal.com.
Let's get right into the interview, and then we'll come back and tell you a little bit more about Rock Honors and Ozzy.
This is Mark Striegel here with John Astronomy, and we are very honored because we have the one and only Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy, how are you today?
I'm good. The heat's getting to me a bit now. It's really hotter than the sun here.
Absolutely. We are in Las Vegas, and Ozzy, you are being honored tomorrow night at VH1 Rock Honors. Are you ready for the big show?
Yeah, and no, because I believe it or not, after all these years, I still get a little bit of stage fright before I go on. I think if the day comes when I don't get that, I think I'm too comfortable with myself, you know. But saying that, when you cross that invisible line on stage, you're on, you know. But it's kind of, it'll be all right, I suppose. I don't like to say, yeah, it's going to be great, because just in case, I'm very superstitious.
We are so psyched to see you play tomorrow, and we are really psyched about the new record, Black Rain, coming out on May 22nd. The album is great. I've heard the whole thing, and the new single, I Don't Want to Stop, is just unbelievable.
We're going to do that tomorrow.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Tell us about recording the record. You did it at your home studio?
While all that TV mayhem was going on, I had them build me a Pro Tools studio, I didn't get them to pay for it, but I paid for it, and so it got me at least a little bit attached still to the music, because that TV show just went overboard. I didn't expect it to be so popular. I'm not complaining, but people say, what do you think about the thing on that TV? I never really watched it. You know, I can't kind of see myself on TV. Oh, I'm going, stand up straight, you know. But Yeah, it was. I was very lucky in finding the guy that helped me produce it, Kevin Shirko, who lives in Vegas here. And he was very. I mean, because I did it also first album ever recorded, wrote and recorded clean and sober. You know, so I was talking to a friend of mine who I've known for a long, long time, who's been clean for about 20 years now. And he, and I said, well, what am I going to do this? You know, I mean, I've always had a drink or a smoke or this or whatever. And he said, you know what, don't be afraid to ask for help. And me, ask for help. So that's what I did. And I wasn't prepared to get loaded over it. Because, I mean, it's kind of, I just said to myself, well, it's like going to a nightclub and drinking Perrier water all night. The music doesn't sound so good. But if you have whatever. But I'd gone way past that. I couldn't. I mean, if it was still working, I'd still do it. But he doesn't. And I did do it clean and sober, but both wrote. I've recorded sober before, but I've never really written, you know.
Well, congratulations. That's really great. Now,
and so, for those of you who are interested, you don't really have to get fucked up to get into music.
That's a good message. Now, you've had so many great guitar players through the years, but the two that always stand out are, of course, Randy Rhoads and Zach. And Zach is with you on this record. And why has there always been such a great chemistry between you and Zach musically?
Well, it's kind of... I'll tell you what happened. When Jakey Lee split, I got a standing guitar player to do the tour. A guy from Night Ranger, what was his name?
Brad Gillis.
He says to me at the end of the tour, he says, what do you want me to do? He says, I've got Night Ranger or I'll stab you. And I says, you know what? I don't want to destroy you or what you had going with Night Ranger. And so I let him go and I put the word out that I'm looking for a new guitar player. Now, both sides of the ocean, I was getting inundated, literally, with tons of mail and resumes and whatever. And Sharon says to me one day, she goes, you better start looking at these things. I'm going, oh, that's too much. You know? And I'm going, she says, well, we're going to have a house full of tapes of people and whatever, and we're not going to get anywhere. She says, so I just go, oh, I'll pick one up, open it, threw it back on the thing. Now, when I started making the short list, first of all, you go to the people that just want to see you, and you eventually get the real people, and then it goes from the long list to the short list, you know, and they phoned me up one day and says, you should see this guy. I think we found the guy. And I got down, and it was Zach, and he was nothing like he looks now then. I mean, and I said to him, you've got a very familiar face. I'm sure we haven't met before. He says, no. He said, oh, believe me, he said, I would have known if we met. So I go back to them, and the only one that I'd ever opened up, it turned out to be Zach. And it was really weird, like, out of, like, thousands of envelopes. I was like, oh, yeah, put it down, and it was Zach. And it was, I'd read his things. A lot of people, well, if I don't get a gig, can I have an autograph and all this, you know. But that was the way I got it. It turned out, you know. But then he's a great, he's one of the greats, really is.
Absolutely. Now, Ozzy, you've got a ton of live stuff coming up, and you guys are getting ready to start your tour in Moscow. That's amazing.
Yeah. If I don't know if you remember this, but in the 80s, we did that Moscow Peace Summit.
Yeah, the Music Peace Festival.
And I can remember being on the Duck McGee had hired a plane, and there was my wife and I and a guy from the LA Times sitting on one section. And have you ever seen that? Remember that scene in Gremlins in the bar when they're all going fucking crazy? And it's like that down the front of the plane, and he goes, the guy from the LA Times, I'm not drinking one on this flight, because Sharon says to me, if you drink one beer, that's it. So I'm sitting there, I'm being a good boy, and the guy goes, excuse me, he says, but do you think it's supposed to be sober? And it's like a fucking lunatic asylum in here. And he went, do you think there's alcohol on board? I said, he's the Pope Catholic. it was great, I mean. And then we got to Moscow, and it was like, it was just on that perestroika or something, it going from communist to...
The Iron Curtain was coming down.
Right? Yeah, and it was amazing because The entire stadium was full of people, and the first 10 rows of people were soldiers. It was like, and the kids couldn't get into it, and if they did, they'd get the crap beaten out of them. But I hear it's changed, and I'm really looking forward to going to St. Petersburg because of that musical I was working on. I've been working on Rasputin. I don't want to go to the Hotel Paradise, you know. And some things, because that's where it all went down, you know.
Right.
Well, tell us a little bit about the musical you're working on. When can we expect it?
I put it on rest for now because, I mean, the TV show was people now kind of stop me, or rather when I would be out anyway, and they go, "What are you doing here?" And I'm doing a show. And I go, "Show? What kind of a show?" I go, "A rock and roll show." And I go, "Oh, you do that as well?" And there's people that didn't know who I was before I got. I mean, I've only been doing it 40 years this year, next year.
Well, speaking of that, 40 years. Yeah, and what about rumors? People are talking about maybe a 40th year Sabbath celebration.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Anything's possible. I'm open for anything. I mean, because I've played with a lot of lineups that have played covered the Sabbath tunes, but there's no one on the face of the earth that can play it like the four of us. We did it, you know. I mean,
and Ozzy, we are also psyched to see you on Ozfest this year, and it's amazing that it's going to be free for all of the fans.
It's free to get in, but it costs you money to get out.
Right, absolutely. No one has ever done that before. That's a good thing. So I heard that you went to see a Beatles show last night.
I was supposed to, but I'd been down and doing rehearsals and all of my home. I just wanted to go. Now they're all gone out with these things. I can sit in my hotel and watch a TV all night. So that's what I did. My wife and I just stayed in. Because we never get the opportunity just to be me and her together because she's either doing one thing and I'm doing something. The kids are coming in and, you know, it's still the same Osborne family as it was. I always thought, I'd be all right till I was 21. You're still their mum and dad, you know. I mean, Jack phoned me last night from China. I said, "What are you doing there?" He said, "Oh, bungee jump." I said, "In China? Do you mean they're going to throw you off a cliff with someone?" And he said, "Oh, no, it's a tower or something."
We saw Jack on the TV. He was a policeman in Indiana.
Oh, man. He thinks he's RoboCop now. I said, I mean, they have guns here, you know, and they ain't down afraid to use them. So do I. I said, it's not like the old Wild West, you know. He's doing good. Because when we were doing the TV show, he couldn't handle it. He was too young. And he got into all that Oxycontin and, you know, because he couldn't. And then he just said, "I'm going to go and check in." He checked in, and he's great now. He's absolutely great.
Yeah, he looked very healthy on the.
When he climbed El Capitan in Yosemite, I said, "How high is it?" He's 4,000 feet straight up. Oh, nah, he can't be. And I just watched a TV thing. I've got another guy climbing, and it's like airplanes are flying past this guy. Yeah?
Yeah. Great. Well, we got to wrap it up, but I just wanted to ask you about Randy Castillo. A lot of people don't mention him. He was such a great drummer, and well, passed away a number of years ago.
I mean, I lost Randy Castillo, and one of my guy had been working for me forever. A guy called Bobby, which was one of the two managers. They both died of cancer, It was. I would try and keep their spirits up and whatever. Because, I mean, my mom, Sharon, recovered. She's the only person I know that's recovered. I mean, Randy was a good soul. He was a good guy. But, you know, people just get it. It's one of them things that sucks in life, you know. I mean, we've all got to go sooner or later, but that sucks, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ozzy, thank you very, very much. We are honored that you took the time out to hang with us, and we're looking forward to the show. And can we get an ID from you? Say, this
sure.
Is Ozzy. You're listening to Talking Metal.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
want to stop from the brand new Ozzy Osbourne record, Black Rain, coming out on May 22nd on Epic Records.
Yes, absolutely. And once again, thank you to the great Ozzy Osbourne for joining Talking Metal. It was a true honor to have him on the podcast, and I'm flying high right now. I mean, I'm just totally on cloud nine and just having a great time. Haven't even been here one day, and Emily, myself, John, Jimmy Fingers are having an amazing time here in Las Vegas. John, you ended up hanging out with a bunch of people last night, which we're going to get into full coverage of that on a future podcast.
Yeah, I hung out with the one and only Zach Wilde, hung out with Blasco, Mike from Alice in Chains. We just had a blast hanging out all night.
And once again, we're going to get into more in-depth coverage of this whole event and this whole Talking Metal extravaganza out here in Las Vegas, Nevada on up-and-coming podcasts, so definitely stay tuned to that. I'm just blown away. We had Ozzy Osbourne on the podcast. To clarify some stuff Ozzy said, I think he was just slightly confused when he said that Brad Gillis came after Jake Ely. Of course, it was Randy Rhoads, and then Brad Gillis stepped in, followed by Jake Ely, followed by Zach. And then Joe Holmes was in there for a while, and he even did some work with Steve Vai at one point. So I'm sure when you've worked with as many great guitar players as Ozzy, it all gets a little blurry after a while.
Absolutely. Ozzy couldn't have been nicer. He was unbelievable. He came right in, sat right down with us, and we just had a blast hanging with him. And then we hung out a little bit afterwards, did some photos, and we're going to post those on TalkingMetal.com. So all you iTunes users, go over to TalkingMetal.com to check out the photos.
Very personable guy, cracking jokes before we started the interview. Posed for photos, like you just said, John, with not only you and I, but with Emily and our friend Jimmy Fingers, who is helping us out on the podcast here. And that's about it. We also did some other interviews with Bam and caught up with Bam's wife, Missy, and we're going to have them on an up-and-coming podcast. Bam, of course, is hosting Rock Honors. And we're going to probably wrap it up. I have a few little shout-outs I want to do here at the end, John, but any final words from you?
Yeah, I want to thank Mitch, Shazila, Diana, and everybody from VH1 for making this all happen. You guys are great, and we are just psyched. And most of all, I want to thank Ozzy Osbourne.
Definitely, and we're going to end with a little more Ozzy music, just a little sound sample of a song called Back on Earth. So definitely download that on iTunes, and definitely go support Ozzy and get the new record when it is released in stores.
Mark, you got a few plugs. Let's hear them.
Yeah, definitely. 1340mag.com. One of our listeners, John Paul, writes reviews for those guys. So definitely go there. Check out his reviews. He wrote a great review of Typo Negative. It's a new release. What else? The Hottest Chicks in Metal will be the new issue of Revolver Magazine. Definitely check that out. It hits stands very soon. Our good friends over at Dirt Talk are putting on a great show. Go be their friend on myspace.com/FCINTHEUK.
Yeah, Ray emailed us, right?
Yeah, almost a year ago at this point, but Ray sent us an email, and back then, the sound quality of Dirt Talk wasn't quite what it is today, but it has improved greatly, and it's a great show. You got Rev and Ray chatting it up, playing some good hard rock. One of the few shows that have an original format out there. I definitely recommend you go to their MySpace page, and it's hard to find them in iTunes. Like, if you do a search of Dirt Talk in the iTunes store, it doesn't come up, but I believe if you mess around on the MySpace page, you can somehow find their subscription link in iTunes. So big shout out to those guys. Also, I did a big shoot for the sci-fi show Tin Man out in Vancouver earlier this week. It's coming to sci-fi December 2007, so stay tuned for that. It's an excellent, excellent reimagined version of the Wizard of Oz. So it's more than that. That's not a fair explanation, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll talk more about that on a future podcast. Let's wrap it up. Back on Earth, little Ozzy Osbourne. Big shout out to Ozzy's main man, Tony, for helping us out.
Absolutely. And also to Crystal over at Comp 92.3. She's really cool. She has a great new book coming out on June 11th. It's called Radio Life Through the Eyes of a Receptionist. You got to check that out as well.
Oh, I definitely will.
And absolutely, everybody, get ready. May 24th, VH1's Rock Honors. Go to rock.vh1.com. Check out the site and tune in. Right now, here is Back on Earth.
I have fallen from grace, and my ashes are scattered. No longer a passion and flesh. My flame is alive, though my wings have been shattered. They